Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, we have been in a bit of a battle recently, trying to make sure that our God-given right to protect ourselves, defend ourselves, keep and bear arms was not infringed. And I've got news for you. We have been battling. A few weeks back, we had, depending on whose estimates you want to believe, somewhere between 25 and 60,000 decent people show up Capitol Square and say, hey, you're not going to take our rights away. You're not going to take our firearms away. But then it was back to business as usual inside the building. And then, if you remember, Friday, I shared with you the message that I got from Phil Van Cleve, the president of VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League, that said, Monday morning, State Senate is going to be hearing this particular bill, and we need people there. Well, by all accounts, it was packed. And the guy who really deserves so much credit, the bulk of the credit for all of this, is Phil Van Cleve, the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. And I'm always, always happy to welcome him to the show. Phil, thank you for being here.
Oh, Jeff, I wouldn't miss it. I always enjoy being on your show.
We love having you here. And first of all, congratulations. Some very nice, very effective work done by you and the other folks who showed up today.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, gun owners have been really out there working hard, making those phones ring at the General Assembly, emails pouring in. The phones are just melting down, and it paid off today. A major, major part of the governor's plan to take away our guns got totally derailed this morning.
So paint the picture for us, will you? Friday afternoon, I get this email from you, and you say, hey, it's, what was it, HB 961 is going to be heard Monday morning. We need some folks there. Take it from there.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a pretty good feeling that we might be able to pull this off, but we wanted to make sure we had a lot of people there flooding the building to really help sink that in.
Yeah.
And sure enough, boy, I tell you what, we had one person alone was handing out rolls of a sticker. There's 1,000 stickers on a roll. They ran out in no time, so I don't know how many thousands were there, but everybody was stickered up. We flooded the room. The other side, they did the same trick of dividing the room, where oh, this side is for the pro for the gun supporters, and they couldn't fill their side at all, so they let us fill in that area too.
Wow!
So they debated, they listened to input from people, and they took a vote, and 4 Democrat senators joined the 6 Republicans on the committee to kill that bill 10-5.
Wow. So tell me about those Democrats. Did they have a major change of heart? Did they all of a sudden read the Constitution, or did they say, wow, we like this cushy state Senate job, we don't want to lose it?
Maybe all of the above. Yeah. I'm not really sure, but I know all I know is that, you know, we thanked them for their vote. It was Cray Deeds voted right, and Senator Edwards, one that was a surprise was Senator Servell,
right,
from Northern Virginia, and Senator Peterson from Northern Virginia. So 2 Northern Virginia Democrat senators voted with gun owners today to stop HB 961, which not only protected our ability to own a semi-automatic rifle with certain features, but also suppressors and magazines of whatever capacity we want. Now they had cut it off at 12.
Right.
and you had to turn them in or destroy them, and now you can keep them. You know, now everything is status quo on that. We've got things to do, Jeff.
Yeah.
Red flag is alive. Universal background checks is alive, and letting localities pass gun control, which is a disaster, that's alive.
Okay.
So, you know, this is a victory in a war, but the war is ongoing.
Absolutely.
This was a big deal. This was an absolute big deal.
Absolutely. Phil Van Cleve is joining us. He's the president of VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. All right, so Phil, I want you to back up for a second. Let's review now. Since this bill has been referred to the State Crime Commission, it will be, quote, studied until next year's meeting of the General Assembly. So, as of today, if you have a magazine that has 12, 14, 16, 18, whatever, that's okay, no problem. Your AR-15 remains legal, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What about...
Your suppressors are legal and so forth. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so all of those things. Now, I understand that Mark Levine, who has been the guy behind all of this, actually stood up to testify in front of the state Senate. Phil, was he able to get anything close to the truth during this presentation? Because the last time I listened to him, man, he wanted stuff banned. He just couldn't tell you what it was that it was.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion up there again about Supreme Court rulings and everything else. And what it did, you know, he tends to make it all sound so minor and you know,
yeah.
It's not. No, he just absolutely hates gun owners. Because he doesn't spend his time worrying about criminals. He worries about people like you and me.
Yep.
And, of course, that's what stirred up Virginia, because people are going, wait a minute, we're the good guys. Why are you looking at us?
Exactly.
You know, what's wrong with you people? And
exactly.
That started this way. I tell you what, and those sanctuary cities that we did, and all the sanctuary, they were kind of going, oh, this doesn't do anything. Let me tell you something, Jeff. If that bill does go through that lets local government pass their own gun control, that's when these sanctuaries are going to step in, because we're going to go back to the sanctuaries and say, although you have the power to pass gun control under this new law, if it makes it, we expect you not to do it because you're a sanctuary. You've already signed on that we don't need any more gun control. We don't need you doing it. So this could put the kibosh on localities, hopefully, from passing gun control, even if they could do it.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
We're going to be battling from all different angles, Jeff.
All right. So where are we today? How much longer does the General Assembly have up there, and what are the measures that are still on the table?
Okay, well, we got a few. There's probably about six or seven. I don't have them right in front of me, but the key ones are red flag, universal background checks, local government being able to pass gun control. And another one, I was approached by a rabbi today.
Okay.
And apparently a lot of these synagogues are very upset because there's a bill in there that treats daycare and preschool like it would K-12 as far as guns. And so a lot of these synagogues, they've got, I guess, like daycare or preschool in them.
Yes.
And now everybody's going to have to disarm. These synagogues will be helpless over this stupid law if it passes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And so they were busy lobbying. I told them I'll be more than happy tomorrow morning. At 8:30 tomorrow, if you're in Richmond, head over to the General Assembly. It's probably going to be Subcommittee Room 300A. I'll put an alert out on
okay.
it. But they're going to be hearing that bill and a few others, so we want to see if we can get the kibosh on that.
Okay.
And so that's a lie. You know, this thing's ongoing, but we'll know soon, Jeff, and about... I would say in about 2 weeks, whatever bills are going to pass will have passed, and I think we'll be pretty much done. Then we're going to wait for the governor to sign them.
Yeah.
And anything that he does sign that we consider to be a real threat, we'll be getting ready to almost immediately file a lawsuit against it.
Okay. So, well, excellent. Listen.
I was going to say, we're going to treat him like they treat Trump. Everything he does with guns like that, we're going to challenge him in court.
I love it. I love it. Well, Phil, take about 30, 40 seconds, take the victory lap around the office. Great job on this. And then get back to work, because it ain't over yet, right?
No, it's not. No, it is not. So everybody out there, stay activated. That's part of being an American. If you want to save your rights, stay active.
Absolutely. Phil, remind everybody where they go to sign up for those alerts and join VCDL.
Yeah, it's vcdl.org. Virginia Citizens Defense League, and then organization.org. And you can get on VA Alert. That's our free email alert. You really need to be on there if you want to know what's going on. It makes it really easy to help. And join us, and you can donate up there and so forth. Yeah, be a part of this.
Yes.
Our membership tripled in a month, so we're moving along.
I love it. I love it. Phil, thank you again for everything that you've done. Thank you for being here. So there is some good news. Man, isn't that incredible? There really is. There's some good news. But don't stop. I mean, that's the thing here, is that this is far from over. This was a political thing, right? I really would. I'd like to think that those Democrats in the state Senate had a sincere, fundamental change of heart, that they looked at this and said, oh, my gosh, you know, this conflicts with the Constitution, and we're going to be making good people into criminals. I don't think that's what it was, to be honest with you. I think they looked at it and said, wow, well, a lot of people are angry. And I kind of like this cushy job as a state senator, and I'm just going to backpedal a little bit. And who are they going to upset? They're going to upset the nitwit in the governor's office. Look, Ralph Northam continues his war of Northam aggression, but he also has a very big purpose in Virginia. Ralph Northam reminds everybody that, yes, C students can become medical doctors. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.